Coming to you live from the basement of an abandoned training facility, where we talk about fighting, training, and events. It's the Fight Mixer Show, where you can hear about all the local and world combat sports happenings. Get ready. It's time to gear up and square up, because we're going live on the Fight Mixer Show.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Fight Mixer. How's everybody doing tonight?
Greetings.
What's going on? We got Julian Lane. Let me bang, bro. He's going to be in the show tonight. A lot to talk about.
Is that actually his nickname?
No, I think it's Nitrain. Something like that. Nitrain, yeah.
Okay.
So, Lisa, what tapology is
it? But I mean, let me bang Julian Lane. That actually, it works.
It does, right?
Yeah.
This is why I'm in marketing, baby. This is I come up with the good ideas. But like, it was like a cool catchphrase that he came up with. I think he maybe had one too many chocolate milks, like I'm doing right now. And like, this is actual chocolate milk, everybody. You know, I'm feeling a little bit under the weather. But like, you know, he was he got into like a competition. He said to somebody like, "Let me fucking bang, bro," and like it. Call it like wildfire. People still say it to this day. Like, we were in Florida for BKFC. As soon as he walked by, it was like, "Holy shit, Julian Lane, let me fucking bang, brother!" Like, people were going crazy for him. Call it like wildfire.
I don't even know what season he was on, and I didn't watch the season, but I know about that incident.
That was wild.
I know it was well after this probably like what season 10 or something like that. I think they're like season 50 now, right?
Season 50.
But I just remember hearing about it and then seeing clips of it, and it's pretty good.
Yeah. And we just got off UFC. Did you see UFC this last weekend?
I did. I actually watched it. This is actually the first time I sat down and watched a UFC in some time.
What were your thoughts?
Let's see. Nunes is a beast. What's her name? The girl she fought. I think she's in a title match and she's a supreme athlete to get there in the first place. But I think she would have done far better getting knocked out than like what happened. It looked like she had zero business being there. Like she had none, zero. And not saying that, like, I don't know enough about, I don't even know her name. Is it Megan? Megan?
Megan. Megan, yeah.
Megan, yeah. So she's in the title match for a reason, but she looked like she had no business being there whatsoever. That first punch, I think, took everything away from her, and then it just looked like she had no business even being in the ring.
I think she did have business being in the ring. I just think Amanda Nunes is that good where she makes very good fighters look completely ordinary. Like Amanda Nunes is at that point where she's the baddest woman who ever lived, plain and simple.
All right. I mean, I take your word for it. I haven't seen much of Megan's fighting, but I mean, again, she made it to the title. So if you get to that point, there's got to be something to it. I thought Peter Yan was masterful until he decided not to be. But I thought he was, you know, everyone was saying that. I think they even said that one of the judges gave it to Sterling. I thought the only round I would have possibly given Sterling was the first round. Even with that, I felt like we're going to come to Titans soon there, Mr. Sims. When are you going to come back on the show? That's a better question. But Peter Yan, he lost. I mean, obviously, you know, it's a disqualification. And I think justifiably, if you're going to follow the rules, that's what happens. But he was starching him, man. I can't believe that a judge had Sterling up on a scorecard. That was ridiculous.
Yeah. And do you think he was milking the knee? I don't think so. Like, and a lot of people in a lot of Kirks were like, oh, my God, yeah, he was milking the knee. And, like, you know, he was just fucking faking. Guys, I don't know if he ever took a knee to the face. Gabe has. I have. It fucking sucks either way. I think maybe he might have been milking it a little bit, but, no, it still hurts either way. I don't know about what you think.
Especially from that position, you're on all fours, and someone just comes up and drills a knee straight forward. You know, look, I think – On fouls like that, they can give you up to 5 minutes. I believe that's the – because I know with the groin shots, they give you up to 5 minutes. So they could have realistically given Sterling could have given the 5 minutes. But, you know, I have no doubts he was hurt. But I don't – you know, he can't hold that title and feel like he confidently won it. I truly feel that he lost all the rounds. The only round I could potentially give him was the first round.
And, what were we saying? I'm sorry.
From my opinion.
Right. Yeah, I think Sterling. Listen, Peter's a fucking animal. He's a champion. He's a fucking dominating champion. And I thought Peter was going to take it. But as a professional, no matter how you slice it, no matter what the MMA critics say, the fans, the people that never took a knee in their life in their mom's basement, fucking said, "Oh, fucking Alex Sterling fucking milked it." Bullshit. It still hurts. No matter who says what, Peter, as a professional, you have to know the rules. You have to know that you cannot knee an opponent that is down on one knee. You cannot fucking do it. Like, Peter, as a champion, should have known, and literally he had a moment to think. He should have, in that moment of clarity, said, I should not throw this fucking knee. I should not throw this fucking knee. I should fucking just, like, hold his head down, like, hit him a little bit, or, like, back off him completely. Him throwing that knee was just careless. Okay, careless. Just absolutely careless. What's up, Bill? Just absolutely fucking careless. So no matter how you slice it, you know, like, he should know better. He should know better. And the main event, I mean, it hell of a shot, Israeli. You know, he picked a shot going up weight classes. You know, just too much power to deal with. Too much size, too much power. Like you were saying, like, last week, how Israeli was going to deal with a lot of weight. And it made all the difference. I mean, Israeli lost every single round except one, maybe. I don't know what you thought.
Yeah, I honestly was very lackluster. But I mean, Yan, you saw them side by side. He looked like he was twice the size of them, you know? And I mean, when you deal with like, Israel is an exceptional athlete, but, size when you deal, especially at a championship level, you know what I mean? Like when Anderson fought at 205, he fought some tough dudes, but he never fought, you know, a champion that had gotten to the championship through multiple fights. You know, now admittedly he beat Forrest Griffin, who was a former champion, but I mean, he was very, very smart about the fights he took at 205. And Yan just dominated him, really, I thought. It was boring though, I think. It was also
And this isn't, you know what? What was great about this fight? It was high risk, high reward. But Israeli, his stock does not go down whatsoever. You know, jumping up weight classes, going to light heavyweight, fucking, that's badass all itself. Winning would have been great. I don't think he loses stock whatsoever.
I agree with that 100%. I agree with that 100%. He went up to, it was a title fight. You know what I mean? Like that, I give him all the credit in the world for doing some gangster shit. And especially because you see how much smaller he was than Jan. You know what I mean? So. I definitely agree with you in that respect.
Respect to Israeli, respect to Jan, respect to this guy. Julian Lane, what's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, brother? How you doing?
Can y'all hear me?
I can hear you.
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing good, doing good. We're going to talk about
the... Hey, thanks for having me on the show tonight, guys.
Yeah, thanks for fucking coming on, man. How you doing?
Oh, we lost David.
Yeah.
You lost me. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great, man.
We were just recapping UFC fights last weekend. What did you think of them?
UFC last weekend?
Yes, sir.
It was definitely good, man. It was a good card. I was definitely entertained. the fights kind of came out. I figured they would come out, man. But other than that, it was a great card, man. I thought Adesanya was going to do a little bit more than that, but besides that, everything, Amanda Nunes, didn't surprise me at all. But you know what I mean? Like everything pretty much was. It was a good card, man. I enjoyed it.
You saw Yan losing by disqualification. That beforehand, you knew that Yan was going to lose by disqualification. That would have been an amazing odd to put in the.
Oh game. Yeah, I forgot about that. No, that was shocking, man.
I'm gonna say, man, if you knew that was happening in the sports book, that's probably like a 50-1 right there.
Oh wow. Yeah, that was definitely shocking, man. You can't let shit like that happen, man. You're at the professional level, especially fighting for a world championship, man. Like that was just, I don't know, man. Dude, I don't know what the guy was thinking.
Awesome. And we just got our first question. Bill, do you think Dakota Chokan will get a title shot in BKFC? We're going to talk about BKFC in a little bit with Julian, which obviously you got big things coming up. But what do you think about Dakota Chokan?
Hey, you're kind of breaking up a little bit.
Am I breaking up?
I don't.
I think we just lost.
Does this sound like that to me or what? Or is it my phone?
Is it coming back?
Oh, sorry about that. Can you hear us better now? Or
hello?
Yeah. Is that my phone? Is that my phone doing that?
I think so.
Yeah, I think he might be breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, he's got he's probably got the same phone problem I was having.
You know what? He's still a bad motherfucker. I mean, bad motherfuckers usually have you know, bad reception. It happens. You know, it's just.
Now, are you there, Julian?
Are you there, Julian?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Okay.
Is that better?
Got you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's a little bit glitchy on my end. I was hooked to the Wi-Fi, but it seems to not be working too well.
No, it's all good, man.
It happens.
What do you think about a match against Dakota Cochran? What do you think about you versus Dakota Cochran?
Me versus Dakota?
Yeah,
that's happened once in MMA before, but
who won?
Dakota beat me. He won by rear naked choke, but I was I just came off a broken jaw, man, and no excuses. Dakota's a tough guy, man. He's always a game opponent, but
he can't choke you in bare knuckle.
Right? Yeah, that's what I mean, but we have a lot of respect for each other, man. I'm not going to trash talk him. He's definitely a game fighter, and he knows, I'll take the fight. You know what I mean? But sometimes it ain't up to me, man. You know what I mean?
So who's somebody you'd want to fight?
Huh?
Who's somebody you'd want to fight in a bare knuckle?
Somebody I want to fight?
Yeah.
Hey, they don't give me who I want to fight, man. I'd like to fight, some guys that like rank down. I think I'm number 5 at 175. So I'd like to fight some guys like Tyler Vogel, Jake Bostwick, some guys on the, lower end. But they usually give me they never give me the easy fights, man. I've never been a guy to pick and choose my fights. So I just, me and David Feldman, he kind of just lets me know who I'm fighting. And that's what I do, man.
And the same thing happened in MMA. I mean, you always took the tough fights. You really fought the hitters. What made you transfer from MMA, where you gained this huge fan base, and going over to BKFC? Like, what made you do that transition?
From MMA to bare knuckle?
Yeah, man.
I don't know, man. It was a weird thing. I was just kind of like. It just happened out of nowhere. A guy hit me up like, you want to go fight in England? You want to do some bare knuckle fighting in England? And I was like, hell yeah, that sounds cool. That's like some old school shit. Let's, I'm about to make some history. And I get to England, and then the guy's like 17-0, Jimmy Sweeney. It was my debut for BKB. And I ended up taking his belt on my debut fight. And it was it was amazing, man. It shocked me. It shocked the world. It shocked everybody there. I didn't even think about winning the fight, even when they were announcing the name. I figured I was just going to get screwed over to begin with. But I guess because I got 2 knockdowns in the fight and I pretty much dominated every round, they gave me the victory, man. And I had made like side bets and everything out there, man. These guys like bet under the table. So these guys are just walking up paying me money after the fight. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. You know what I mean? Like, if I would have lost, I probably would have went home with nothing, man. That's how much they got under my skin when I was over there, man. You know what I mean? And like, I just made bets with everybody. Like, fuck it. I'm not scared. You know what I mean? I'm not scared to lose. You know what I mean? Especially, I'm like, dude, I'm on my debut. He's 17-0. I'm supposed to lose. You know what I mean? So I fucking went out there and won my world bare knuckle title, man, in my debut.
Fucking crazy.
And it was an amazing experience. And after that, I was just like, yeah, this is what I want to do.
And you brought your entire fan base there. Somebody just commented, Levi commented, let me bang, bro. Like, did you expect that line to catch on? Like, honestly, when you said it, do you expect that would follow you around your entire career? Like,
man, I didn't expect anything because I didn't even know what happened till I watched it. But after watching it, I was just like, oh my gosh, I didn't know what to think. And then next thing you know, 2020 comes around, everybody's quarantined in the house, and it drops like fucking 50 million views or something off UFC, man. I was just, because they did a Ultimate Fighter month for UFC Fight Pass. So they somebody ended up sharing it, man, and it went viral all over again, 2020. And that happened in, 2012, I think. So,
crazy, man.
You know what I mean? Now it's a part of me, man. It's a big part of me. So it's something I embrace now, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people can relate to that guy, you know what I mean? Because not everybody is the guy on top. There's more people on bottom than on top, you know what I mean? So, and we're all trying to get to the top. So more people can relate to the guy who's on the downhills, man. And that's my life. I've been up and down my whole career. I've never had a manager. I've booked all my fights since day one, man. And I was always brought into the fight to lose. Yeah. And my MMA record, my pro record's like, I think I sit at like 14-8, but I still got more wins than losses. You know what I mean? And my bare knuckle, I think it's 3-3 now or something. Stupid stuff like that, but it's only because I'm fighting Thiago Alves on 7-day notice. I'm jumping up to 85 and fighting. I'm dropping down to 55 and fighting. You know what I mean? But this, you know, this is my year and my takeoff this year, man. So I'm gonna make a home at 175 at Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship at 175, and I'm gunning for that title, man. I'm getting the best training of my life right now down in Florida.
Now, as talented as you are, and I'm glad you brought up this topic, but talented as you are a very fucking talented fighter. Make no mistake about it. Do you regret that you did self-manage and took all these tough fights? Like, a guy with 14-8, people would say, well, that's an okay record, but, like, you always fought fucking tough fights. And you always, you know, fighting Thiago Alves in 7-day notice is fucking crazy to the normal guy. Like, do you have any regrets that, as talented as you are, you didn't pad your record, you didn't fight the easy fights, you didn't fight people with similar records to you, that you always went for the fucking hitters? Or are you proud of, like, how your career panned out? Like, what are your thoughts when you can look back in your career and retrospect?
Yeah, I'm absolutely proud of what I've done. I don't have any regrets, man, because I've learned to accept my life for what it is, and that's a hard thing to do. You know what I mean? It's a hard thing to accept being on that bottom, you know what I mean? And accepting not having everything that you want, man. You can't have everything what you want, man. And that's the thing I've learned about in the last 2 years, man. If you're only happy on the uphill side, man, you're going to have a short memory. You know what I mean? Like, life's going to be short, bro. But it's going to take forever, but you're still not going to have nothing to, you know what I mean, show for it. You're not going to have anything to be proud of, man. So it's like, you got to learn to be happy no matter what, how your life's going, man, whether you're up or whether you're down. And I used to tell myself, like, maybe you're just the guy that you're the example of what not to be, you know what I mean? Maybe, and I actually accept that shit, dude. I was like, okay, I'm the guy that's, you don't want to be, you know what I mean? Like, don't be me. Don't go in there and do the shit that I do. And now, you know, everything is turned to the fact that maybe I am the guy that people should be. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I am that role model that I thought I was at one point and that a lot of people tell me that I am. You know what I mean? And that's where I've started building back the confidence in my own self over the last, you know, actually probably like 6 months, man. Ever since that Thiago fight, you know what I mean? That's kind of like brought me back, like 2020, man. When we had the quarantine and everything, it brought me back to like figuring out who I was and you know, and preparing me for this takeoff year, which is 2021, man. And it's about self-love, you know what I mean? Self-love and soul searching right now, man. I'm just trying to get back to Julian Lane, you know what I mean? Get them negative demons away from me on my path, man. You just gotta. And I've cleared a lot of the cobwebs, you know what I mean? So I can see the light in front of me, man. And this, like I said, this year, man, I'm coming in strong, man. I'm out here sparring with Keith Thurman, you know what I mean? I'm out here putting in that work every day. I live in the gym, Hudson, Florida, Smith Brothers Combat Sports with Kevin Smith. You know, I'm out here living in the gym. I'm living a monk life, you know what I mean? I'm out here showering out back, outside, man, like – yeah, you know, I'm like, I'm doing it, man. I'm telling you, and I'm training fucking hard, dude. Like, I ain't, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like in the best shape I've ever been, you know what I mean? So I'm excited for my next fight. I don't care who it is. You know, I'd like to get a guy that they feel is at my level. So that way I can just come out there and make a statement, you know what I mean? And I think I'm fighting in, I'll be fighting on the next Miami card whenever that is, so. Pretty sure that's what I'm going to be doing, man. So, you know what I mean? That could be in the next couple months. So, guys, get ready, man.
Well, so just to make you feel a little better, Anthony, one of the listeners, said he thought you beat Thiago Alves.
Hey, no, a lot. Yeah, that's my boy Anthony right there, man. Cruz, what's up, man? How you doing? Thanks for tuning in. That guy shows a lot of love, man. He's out there in Ohio, man.
Hey, thought you won.
Henzo Gracie affiliate. He that guy does his thing, man. I appreciate that guy. Much love, Randy Fellion right there. He sponsored me for my last fight against Thiago. And yeah, a lot of people say I won, but in my heart, man, I'm like, nah. I'll take a rematch. Thiago knows I want the rematch, you know what I mean? But I'm gonna have to earn it back. You know what I mean? You're not gonna give that to me because I lost a little bit of faith in that fight, man. And that's all it takes, man, for a couple seconds to lose some faith, you know what I mean? And then next thing you know, it's not your night. So you gotta, you know what I mean, you gotta keep that strong confidence all the way through every round. And that's something, you know, Thiago did better than me because he got better as the fight went on. And I started off good, I slowed up, but then I started back good, you know what I mean? But you gotta keep a steady pace, especially in bare knuckle, man, because rounds are short, 2 minute rounds. It's a sprint, man. It's not a marathon, you know what I mean? So these fights, you got to come in there and really just go out there and pull that trigger. You know what I mean? No second guessing.
Yeah. Just fucking bang.
Hey, fucking yeah. Bang, man. Get out there and fucking bang, bro. That's all you can do. If you don't fucking bang, you're going to end up on your ass or with a broken jaw.
I think 2020 was a time for self-reflection, smoking a lot of weed and drinking a lot, but like it was a time for self-reflection for a lot of people. Like what did you reflect on and going forward, especially with this comeback and your next fight, which is obviously, the opponent's obviously in trouble, make no mistake about it, but what was your self-reflection? What did you pinpoint to get to where you are now, where the next fight's coming and what is on the horizon for you?
So what you say, you skipped in and out of there. You were saying what I get from 2020 pretty much like.
Yeah. What'd you get from 2020 and what's coming up on the horizon for you in 2021?
Man, like I said, man, it's just I use the time pretty much to just invest in myself, man. You know what I mean? I look at it like God sat me down, man. I need to sit there and think about what I've been doing. I need to think about another route. It's time to switch paths, man, because I was on the downhill path once again in my, you know, in my relationship. I was on a down path with my kids. even though I love my kids and have my kids all the time, but I was maybe, you know, they were seeing some things they should be seeing. And I just, it was, 2020 was rough for everybody, man. And I know we're all human beings, man. We're so much alike. People don't understand that. Like, you got to stop with all the hate, man. Everybody has to come together and love each other, man, and support each other. Because if we do that type of shit, our vibrations will be so much higher, man. We can all relate. You know, and people are scared to just be honest and be who they are, man. And that's not who I am, man. I'm the guy, I tell you everything that fucking happens to me, man. I don't care. Or TMZ will tell you. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Or Ultimate Fighter, you know what I mean? Things like that, man. That's why I think I was the guy exposed for things like that, because I can, you know, I handle that battle, and I can use it as a positive thing, man. And, you know, 2020, hey, that really brought me back to the basics of life, man. And, like, man, you're moving too fast, bro. Next thing you know, man, look, you're 33 years old. And, you know, move so fast, man, going on to the next and the next and the next and the next, man. You're not sitting here, you're chasing your dream, man. Why are you chasing your dream, bro? You're supposed to be living your dream. You know what I'm saying? And when you figure out how to live your dream instead of chasing your dream, your life, you're so much happier in life. You know what I mean? And that's what 2020 did for me, man. It taught me how to be happy in life again. And now I can reflect on others, man, and brighten everybody up and help other people. And that actually makes me feel good, man. I don't like, you know, I don't have no type of negative vibes when it comes to people, man. I just spread the love now. You know what I mean? That's why I'm running out of haters. You know what I mean? Running out of haters, man. Like Khabib said, I need some more haters. You know? Hey, but yeah, 2021 is a takeoff, though. You know what I mean? Invest in 2020. Hey, if you didn't invest, then you got to fucking catch up now. You know what I mean? So that put a pep in your step, start investing, get ready for this year, man, and be selfish, man, when it comes to loving yourself. You know what I mean? Don't give all your love to everybody else. Make sure you give yourself love first. And that's what the main thing is. You got to love others, and you can't, like, I can preach to you. I can tell you, I can try to give you some knowledge. I can try to guide you, but I can't force you. You know what I mean? And this is the year we can't force people to do things we don't want them to do. We got to worry about what we got to do, man. And that's about, I got to get ready for this next fight. I'm out here in Florida. I'm training hard. I'm getting back to what I like to do. And I'm putting that work in, man. And the price is going up. You know what I mean? The value is going up because, hey, I got people, you know, I got some people backing me too, man. Like I'm making family out here, man. You know, I'm not just making friends. I'm making brothers and family. So I'm very happy with my life right now, and 2020 was a good year for me, man. Hey, I lost my queen, man. But if you ain't careful in chess, man, you lose your queen, right? You know what I mean? So things like that, you know what I mean? So, hey, it was a rough year for me, man. It was a rough year. I know for a lot of people, man, but hey, you can't hold on to the past, and you got to move on with your life, man. You got to keep going. You know what I mean? Little engine that could. Let's go. Keep chugging away, man.
has Nate Schuch or Kevin or anybody kind of hinted toward who you might be looking at for a potential fight coming up?
I mean, there's some talks. You know what I mean? There's some talks. I see there was this one guy, I think his name was like Jake Bostwick or some shit like that. He'd been talking shit on social media, you know what I mean? He was running his mouth on Instagram. But then I seen him at Knuckle Mania, man, and I was rocking all around K-Side, and he didn't say one word to me the whole night, man. So, I seen him leaving. My boy had pointed out. He was like, yo, Jake's rolling out, man. He's leaving. I was like, what? Oh, hell no. He didn't even say hi. You know what I mean? So I walked up and like, yo, what's up, mate? Where you going, mate? You know what I mean? You know, I'm going to give you that smoke, right? Just like you said, you want that smoke. So hopefully David Feldman, Nate Shook, put that guy in there with me, man. I'm gonna beat his meathead ass up.
Out of curiosity, when you walked up to him and talked to him, how was his reaction? Was it all tough guy, or was it like,
he was like, oh, what's up, man? You know what I'm saying? He's trying to be my friend. So, you know what? I said, I love you too, bro. but I'm gonna fuck you up, man, when we get in that motherfucking ring. I'm gonna beat your ass. I love you though. You know what I mean? I love you though.
Holy shit. Yo, so Julian, I was gonna say hello to you. I was like, oh, what's up, Julian? But as soon as you walk by, just a sea of people was like, holy shit, Julian Ray, fucking lit. Like, you have a big fucking fan base, bro. Holy shit. People, I thought like the priest walked by. Like, hey, he's coming by. Holy shit.
Yo, yo, it's awesome, man. I'm telling you, man. That's the bro. I loved it, man. That was Knucklemania was like the first time I actually was at a show where I wasn't fighting, and it's been years since that, man. It's like I was so happy though because like I could actually be Julian Lane, and I didn't have to be Hellboy. I didn't have to be Night Train. I didn't have to be the guy that's fighting. You know what I mean? I didn't think everybody's out to get me, man. You know what I mean? You're focused when you're in a fight, man. And it's like, I actually got to show them, you know, they got to get to know the real me. And yeah. I feel like my relationship became much better with the BKFC and David Feldman. You know, those guys were great, man. They treated me great. I got to walk up on the fucking ring when Shaq was in there. You know what I mean? And co-main, main event, whatever it was, man, they showed love, man. VIP treatment. So they definitely treat their fighters really well, man. You know, better than most promotions. So that, you know, and I got to get, you know, I got to hang out and enjoy like and talk to the fans and everything, man. And I was shocked I had so many fans there, and it definitely made my day, man. You know, everybody that I inspired and inspired me too, man.
Cool, man. Awesome.
Are you going to be going to Biloxi and hanging out? Or?
Yeah, we'll be out in Biloxi. Nice. We're gonna head out there too, man. So we're gonna, you know, I'm out here in Florida, so I'm out here where all the action is now. So you guys are gonna see a lot more of me. I'm gonna be out here all the time now, man. Then yep. You know, hopefully I'm fighting in Miami, and like I said, I love the Florida crowd. I love it, man. I love the Florida scene. Everything's so nice out here, man. The people are great. Yeah, man. And I'm sure Biloxi's going to be great too. Yeah, man. Can't wait.
Main event, too. Elmore versus Garcia is going to be a fucking cage, bro. Like, that's going to be a fucking classic. Who you got for that?
Yeah. Fight? Who I got? Man, yeah, that's a toss up there. I mean, you know, I got to go with the guy. I got to go with Garcia, man. You know, he beat me. You know what I mean? And not just anybody can beat me, man. It might look like they can, but yo, Garcia, he's got some power, you know what I mean? And I feel like Joe Elmore, unless he's been working on his defense lately, man, and moving his head out the way, you know what I mean? He's not wanting to take those shots, especially from Garcia, man. So if he goes in that fight and he moves his head around and he moves well, he can probably get Garcia. But if he doesn't respect Garcia's power, it's gonna be a short night, man.
And Garcia's training with Tom Schoaf right now, so he's picking up what Tom learned.
Absolutely, man. And you can't, you know what I mean, you can't teach this shit, bro. So it's like, man, you gotta move your head, man, because bare knuckle is bare knuckle. Exactly what it sounds like. So you think you can take the shots, man, but not some of these guys pack different. It's different when you hit a bare fist. You know what I mean? Sometimes you might have a solid punch that you think you have, man, but sometimes your punch might be more solid. It depends what part of the face you hit. You know what I mean? Because you hurt your hands. You hit the guy on top of the head, you could break your hand, and you know, you gotta really be accurate with your punches, man. And I advise guys to, you know what I mean, go more to the body, aim for the chest. That way you hit the chin, man, because you aim for that chin sometimes, man. You hit them on top of the head, break your hands. I've done it a few times. And I've also, you know, I've had my jaw broke in a fight too. I fought five rounds over England with my jaw broke, man, right here. Cracked all the way through, man.
Oh, shit.
Just because I didn't respect the guy's power, and he hit me with a little check hook, man, and it cracked my jaw all the way in half right here. But, you know, it's a tough guy like me, man. I kept going, though, you know, all the way to the split decision.
What round do you think your shin got broke?
It got broken the first round. I know exactly when it got broke. It was the first round. They tried to. He tried to tell me it's when he knocked my gum shield out in the fourth round, but no, the gum shield got knocked out because my jaw was broke. You know what I mean? It was the first round, man, because I went back to the corner. I'm like, man, I think he either broke my jaw or he knocked my teeth out because my whole bottom row of teeth right here were just loose. And every time I bit down on my mouth guard, it just would move like it would be like this. And I was like, he's like, well, go break his jaw. I'm like, you damn right, man. This motherfucker knocked my teeth out, dude. I am pissed right now. Like, hey. But I wasn't fully prepared, man. Another fight, you know what I mean? I didn't prepare for it, and I kind of took it lightly, man. It's just I won a bare knuckle title, and I'm like, yo, I didn't train for the fight. I went out the night before. I got drunk. I said, I ain't got to train for fights no more. Like a dummy. Who does that? You know what I mean? Like,
A fucking warrior fucking does that. And a bad motherfucker.
Hey, but it's not only that. Look, I won that BKB belt. And then 2 weeks after that, I went to New Jersey and fought for Ring of Combat. And I fought Jeff Lentz for the welterweight belt. And I won that. Yeah. Back to back, man.
Wu Neglia knows how to put on a fucking show, man. The 1XKP was a fucking party. I don't care what anybody says. Ring of Combat was a
great party. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Wu Neglia is the man. He is the man. You.
He's a fucking dude. So,
thank you, man.
Yeah, we're about to wrap this up. And Chris is present. We're going to talk to you forever. But one more question. So, you know, with BKFC and you a part of this, BKFC is part of fucking savages all around, including you. Wonderful guy with that. And what do you prospect is next for BKFC? You got Shaq that wants to invest. All these investors want to invest in BKFC. What do you think that is the next BKFC, and you know you're growing with the company, so you're invested into it. But wait, what do you think the rest of BKFC?
I mean that. Yeah, with Shaq, man, who knows where this can go, man? Sky's the limit. You know what I mean? Everybody taking part of BKFC, and as strong as the family is, and as fast as it's growing, man, it's endless, man. The opportunities are endless for this sport, man. And like you said, we already saw they were in Thailand, right? It was last week, I think they went to Thailand. And they've been to Mexico, you know what I mean? I'm sure they got their eyes on Russia. I'm sure they got their eyes set already. Dave Feldman is, you know, he's the mastermind behind this whole thing, man. And I got faith in the guy, you know what I mean? And I know BKFC is my home, man. So I show love to them guys, man. And I just can't wait to see what happens, man. I'm not the guy that can predict the future. I just know big things are coming for all of us, man.
Yeah, you're a fucking inspiration, man. You had a great career already. You're only 33. Is there any way we can find you anywhere? You. Like, if you want to shout out, like Instagram, Facebook, where can we follow you, man?
Where you can follow me at?
Yes, sir.
All right, yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Julian Lane MMA. You can follow me on Twitter at Julian MMA. You know what I mean? So those are my two accounts. You know, my Facebook's kind of private, so you can follow that too if you wanna. You know what I mean? I might not accept your friends request though, man, because people be adding me just to talk shit sometimes, man. So I keep my friends at the minimum, you know what I mean? But I allow everybody to follow, though, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, shout out to Kevin Smith for having me out here in Florida. And Smith Brother Combat Sports, Hudson, Florida. If y'all in the Florida area, come out and get a training session in with your boy. World State Route 52 in Hudson, Florida. Combat Sports. Smith Brothers, and shout out to St. Pete Boxing in St. Pete, Florida. I'm out there with Keon Wilson's my trainer. They got you got Dan Birmingham out there, man. You got Winky Wright out there, old school Winky. Keith Thurman, you know what I mean? Keith Thurman is the man. I got schooled, man. I sparred with him for the first time, man. He schooled my ass, but I'm looking forward to many more rounds with him, man, because that guy is a genius, man, when it comes to fighting. Yeah, and I just want to give a shout. Yo, shout out Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. Shout out to you guys, man. Fight Mixer. Shout out to Fight Mixer. Thanks for having me on this show, guys. It was awesome, man. Yeah, you guys are cool. I'm glad. I'm glad you got the, you know, you guys listened to me, man. Got to hear what I had to say, man. I appreciate it, man.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, man. Oh yeah, shout out to my mom too. I can't forget my mom, man, because my mom's my biggest fan. And my kids. I got four daughters back home too, man. I got 9 month old Marie. I got 4 year old Paisley. 8 year old Liana, and I got a 9 year old Brooklyn, and that's them all daddy's girls, man. You know,
truly blessed, my friend. Truly fucking blessed. Hey, you're inspiration on the especially your next flight. Congratulations on all your success, man, and I look forward to seeing you in the future. Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you so much, guys, man. God bless you all, man. You know what I mean? Awesome. Hey, 2021 is the year, guys. You know what I'm saying? Y'all heard it, yeah. Man. Let's get it. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very
much. All right, bye. Peace. Dwayne Lane.
What do you think, Gabe? All right. What's that?
What do you think, Gabe? Overall,
I'm just ready for you to put that ghost pepper butt plug in.
Just put it in your mouth.
It's a butt plug, isn't it?
Is it a butt plug?
Pretty sure that's a butt plug.
All right, so Allie came up with this fucking brilliant idea of buying the hottest fucking lollipop known to man. What was it made of?
It's called Satan's Toe, and it's made of basically the Carolina Reaper, the world's hottest pepper.
This is fucking bullshit, man.
And so the plan is that we will have other fighters come on the show and do our challenge. It'll be a 5-minute challenge. You put it in your mouth, and then we get to ask you questions like what's your saddest.
I'm retired, so I'm not doing this stupid challenge.
Oh, big fucking Ultimate Fighter, bro. You're a black belt in jiu-jitsu, you own a fucking school and you can't do this shit. Come on, man.
I'm smart enough to not do that at this point.
You're talking to me. What the fuck?
So do you plan on putting it all in or just the tip?
That's what she said, and I'm gonna put
do the it thing. All. Come on,
all right.
Come on, David. You are a trooper. Do it all.
All right, ready? Go. Ready?
High tech.
How's that for a build up? Come on, chump. I mean, champ.
All right, hold on here.
Here we go.
Ready?
Hold on. We've got to put David on there.
Oh?
Are you ready?
Oh.
All right.
Is it delicious?
So how are you feeling, David?
Well, I fucking hurt you.
It's not that bad. Come on. Is it? Shake your head.
Now, the girls went, I think, at least 3 minutes and 20 seconds. So
I believe Karen won that one.
We're getting luck from Karen. And you got to beat us girls. That's.
You don't have to. Come on. Like, let's be honest. There are girls that are way tougher than you, David.
Yeah. So, David,
if you wanna,
what is your favorite app on your phone? And could you – what that you could not live without?
Porn.
I think you said porn.
Pornhub?
Pornhub. That's the one. Okay, good. All right.
If you could fight if you could pick anyone to fight, who would it be?
Not him. Anybody but him.
Favorite dog breed?
Huh?
Pug? Did you say pug? If you said pug, I'm gonna slap you. Favorite dog breed?
Chocolate lab.
Chocolate lab. Okay, fair enough. All right, you're about to beat Karen. So
No.
Rockfish. Oh wait, no, you know you're not. You're only 2 minutes in. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's correct. I think 1:40. So, who is your favorite person to follow on Instagram and why?
Your mom.
My mom. My mom deleted her account. You're the reason why. That makes a lot of sense.
Oh, yeah. He's a stalker.
Makes sense. Oh. How do you move that? Is it tasty?
Go ahead.
Is it sweet as well, or is it just hot?
Woohoo!
What, other than that sucker, what is the weirdest thing you've put in your mouth? I'm sorry, I can't hardly understand you with that in your mouth.
I'm still missing it. One more time.
The girls are asking for you to swirl it around a little bit, not just let it sit on the tongue.
You're drooling. You're drooling. Come on.
All right. So we're getting close to beating them. But what is your what movie is the saddest movie you've ever watched and why? I haven't heard this much moaning since. Never mind.
Happy place, David. Happy place. Happy place. You're almost there. You're almost. All right. You have the championship.
You beat him.
You beat him, but
you only got. But you only got one
margin, David.
One and a half minutes.
Margin, David. Do the whole five.
Yeah, 1.5 minutes and you become a champ. I'm not saying you can do it, but. So, what is your favorite part of the day of the fight?
Oh,
why are you shaking?
Morning.
Huh? I think he said morning.
He's literally drooling.
1 minute. You have 1 minute. Can you do all one right. minute?
What got you interested in fighting?
Mike Tyson.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Delicious. Is it tasty?
Oh.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Come on, David. Get the whole five in there. You're doing it for the boys of the show. The girls have way more courage than myself.
Yeah, and me.
For the rest of us.
So what got you in your first fight?
Huh?
What was it got you in your first fight?
I won.
I'm sorry, what?
Right now we're watching David with a sucker for 5 minutes of death.
That's it.
That's what you're watching. You did it.
Drooling, but you are a champ.
I have filled my mouth.
How was it?
The worst thing I've ever experienced in my entire life.
Really?
Can you feel your lips?
No.
What are you gonna do with the rest of it?
I'm gonna throw it.
Are you gonna save it?
Are you sure you don't want to do this game?
Let me think about that. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It is the most my favorite.
Here's the thing: is why, right? There's no reason for me to do that. I've done cage fighting. I've jumped out of perfectly good airplanes. I've done many, many things that are not necessary to.
It's true.
Yes.
Matt made David wet.
That's true. Look at how wet he is.
Yo, that's the worst pain I ever felt in my fucking life, man.
Was it good for you?
No.
He's fuck you, Allie. He's a squirter.
Allie, fuck you, man. Fuck you, Allie. Never again. Never.
I can't believe you won the whole five, though. I'm kind of impressed.
I better you than me, my friend. Better you than me.
Do you have any milk?
Huh?
Do you have any milk?
Would you like some?
I'm in so much fucking pain, man.
Is it that bad? Genuinely, is it that bad?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
And
yes,
I've been punched in the face. I've been punched in the face. I've been kicked in the face. I've been kneed in the face at ranks. Because, like, I feel it up in my brain and my mouth is still fucking, like, my taste buds are fucking.
Well, Gabe will be doing this on the 22nd.
My taste buds. Not
our Gabe. So the UFC fighter from yesterday said he's coming back on to do the challenge.
Who's that?
Gabriel Green.
Oh, the other Gabe. Yeah, he can do that shit.
Yes.
I'm good with pain. I'm good with fucking pain. Oh, that's funny. Thank you, Olga. Thank you. For that. That's so funny. All right, composite fucking pain. Like, I'm good with – I have a good fucking pain tolerance.
Not
but
enough at all.
That's fucking up there, man. That is fucking up there.
But
that
is – It, yeah, I have no interest in doing that. It just doesn't have an appeal to me whatsoever. And I mean, admittedly, watching David do it made it look really, really glamorous and like something like I want to do. But no, I'm good. I thought after watching David, I'd be sold, and I'm not. I'm just not. Just not.
No. I wouldn't fucking do it. What are we doing next week? Fucking Satan festivals? What bad idea does fucking Allie have?
Bleach shots. We're doing bleach shots. Who can drink the most bleach shots?
I think Tide Pods is
next. Allie's fucking Satan. Like, she's Satan. She comes up with the worst idea.
You guys brought her into this. I didn't even know her until you guys. You chose a real winner in that one. Oh, she wants some evil shit.
Never fucking again, guys. I fucking hate
you. I have an idea. Let's take needles and stick them in our eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I'm sure Allie already got that. Was that already Allie's idea?
Yes. So
coronavirus is 20 times fucking less painful than that shit. Never again. Never fucking again, man.
They wouldn't even let me ship one to Australia. So I don't know if there's some sort of a ban on him over there or what.
Gabe, you're fucking tougher than me. You gotta do this, man. If I'm tough, if I think I'm tough and I fucking broke, like mentally, like
who told you that I think I'm tough? I don't think I'm tough.
You're tougher than me, man. Motherfucker, you're tougher than me. Mr. Gabe, fucking BJJ black belt and superior of all of that is man. Like fucking A, man. Fucking A, man. Gabe, you should have been doing this with me.
You want me to do this the black belt way? I'm going to do this the black belt way, okay? What black belt rank are you, David?
I'm a hard fucking...
What belt rank are you, David?
Like a one stripe per disco belt, I guess?
I don't know. And we did it perfectly. That's exactly how a black belt would do it. You have one of the lower belts do it. Black belt status, son. Black belt status.
All right. So I think David probably needs to recover.
Yeah, I'm not doing too good, guys. I'm not doing too hot. I'm sorry, guys. I'm done.
That good, huh? Really?
I'm done.
Are you gonna?
I feel like I should do it in solidarity, but like I'm not. I think I should do it in solidarity, but I'm not going to.
Unbelievable! All right, final thoughts, everybody.
David, why isn't David getting any grief?
Why didn't David? What?
Why are you getting any grief? Matt. Why isn't Matt getting grief?
For what? Yeah, Matt, why the fuck are you doing it, motherfucker? What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm too old.
I'm older than you are.
I'm older than you are. I'm older than you are.
You just look old, way older.
Now I feel broken.
We're doing it next week, motherfucker. Dude, you shit it all out and you didn't shoot one for yourself.
Actually, they're all out. They're all out.
I will file that under B for bullshit. Darn.
They're out of it. They're already out. Right. I was planning it. I was going to do it, too. I was going to do it. Damn it. Darn it.
I'm gonna take me and my one stripe white belt, all right? I'm not going to take all the heat this time, motherfucker. You're going to be doing the fucking challenge next week, whatever it is. Allie, what's the next challenge?
I don't trust Allie's challenges.
I don't think the hosts are going to do any more challenges. I think the challenge is to get the fighters to do it. Come on.
Fighters are a bunch of badasses. They should be able to do this.
They should be able to do it.
You're a fighter, game. You should be able to do this.
I'm retired.
I'm agitated, and I don't want to take it out on anybody on the show. So, Gabe, final thoughts, good sir.
I really and thoroughly enjoyed the very end. That's my favorite part of this whole thing. Better you than me. As a white belt, I salute you. I will give you a second stripe for that challenge alone.
Thank you. Matt, final thoughts?
Be sure to order some supplements. Right here I got testosterone boosters for men.
Ooh, I need some of that.
And yeah, that maybe if I took that, I could do this challenge.
I was going to say.
And you want to get some pre-workout from us.
The pre-workout is good. It's solid. I would highly recommend it.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really fun.
Drinker.com.
Oh, yeah. So, boys and girls, children of all ages, remember to follow Gabe on Facebook and Instagram. Also, follow his gym. Fucking awesome sponsor of the show. And swing by his gym if you want to learn from talking about BJJ. If you want to learn from the master himself, learn from a BJJ black belt and a UFC veteran, go and visit Gabe's gym in California. Gabe, you have the address?
18851 Ventura Boulevard in beautiful Tarzana, California. Everyone is welcome anytime they want to come in. Happy to have anyone that any of our listeners want to have a stop through. Happy to have them on the mats. And David, you as well. Anytime, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Matt, any final thoughts?
Oh,
perfect.
Allie's not invited, though.
Allie's not invited at all, ever.
She didn't mention me.
She's terrible. She's a terrible human being. So, tune in next week, Fight Mixer TV on Roku, Fire Stick, Apple TV. I hate you all and everyone that's watching. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, tune in next weekend, Wednesday and Thursday. I lost my train of thought. I'm all fucked up. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning into the Fight Mixer. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Perfect.